The Bay Area is one of the country's most active centers for ethnic and traditional dance. In addition to Polynesian dance, there are robust communities for African, Caribbean, Indian, Mexican, Chinese, Filipino dance, to name a few. Now we're going to meet a master flamenco teacher who's been using her home studio in East Oakland to teach students the dance and the celebration of her culture. Reporter Sabah Williams brings us there.
It's a quiet evening on an Oakland street, quiet enough to hear the muffled sounds of dancers studying their flamenco footwork. Inside the dance studio, about 10 women in long skirts are standing in line behind their teacher, a Latina woman with a strong, commanding presence. She sings throughout her class and calls out guidance to her students as she keeps the rhythm with her hands and feet. The dancers move in unison. They are powerful, and the sounds of their footwork take on the quality of a drum. The master flamenca instructor teaching this class is Yalisa.
My name is Yalisa, and I'm a flamenco artist, producer, choreographer, and aficionada a flamenco.
Yalisa has been dancing flamenco most of her life. Her mother passed the art form down to her. Yalisa now directs Caminos Flamencos, a Bay Area dance company and nonprofit that presents live performances and offers classes for all, from beginners to professional dancers. Yalisa says she's committed to preserving the legacy of flamenco and bringing it to people of all backgrounds.
It's not just dance. You have to study music, the music, the culture. You have to study the singing. It's a fully rounded art form.
There are four distinct parts of flamenco, and they're equally important: singing, dance, guitar, and jaleo, the spontaneous hand clapping and cries of encouragement that audiences and fellow artists give to each other. Flamenco originates from the mix of cultures in southern Spain, an area known as Andalusia. There are cultural influences from the Roma people, also known as gypsies, as well as Jewish, Spanish, and North African flavors.
It's born of the people. It came from poverty and repression and suppression. It's very much like the blues here. It came from poor people. It didn't just happen in big theaters, and that came later. So it's an art of the people, and it should be considered that. Even though it has fancy costumes and lighting and theaters, and it did not come from that at all.
There's another important element of flamenco. It's something that's both ever-present and shrouded in mystery. That's the concept of duende. It has many shades of meaning. Sometimes it's translated as having soul, but mainly it's the expression of an emotion the dancer or singer is projecting. For Yalisa, it's central to the dance.
For me, it's like a cry of either joy or pain or sorrow or anguish or, joie de vivre. It's a cry for every emotion you can think of, every feeling that a human can have.
Duende is the soul, the spirit, that it's deep within. And you're really dancing when you feel it. It's not always there, but when it happens, you can feel it.
That's Teddy Milder, a local sculptor. She's been dancing all of her life and studying flamenco with Yalisa for 6 years. She says that flamenco is one of the hardest dances she's ever studied.
Your feet are doing one thing, your hands are doing one thing. You have to interact with the musicians and with the singer. So it's very complex, and it's also very deep, but you have to really call within yourself to dance.
That multifaceted expression is what makes flamenco such an appealing dance for students like Mo Awobo.
I have this saying, Las mujeres dicen con los pies el que no se puede decir con la boca. The women say with their feet what they cannot say with their mouth. And I feel like flamenco is where especially Spanish women with a lot of the patriarchal repression, get to just let it all out and say what they feel. And I feel like it has a lot in common with the African diaspora. Like, as a Black woman, I feel that duende, that anger that they have.
Awobo says she can connect to that anger in a specific flamenco movement.
One of my favorite gestures is the hand flip, because it kind of reminds me of when my mother would get mad at somebody and look like she's going to slap them. And it starts with your hand facing inward toward your forehead, and it flips really quickly so that it comes up by the side of your hand and your palm faces out, and it just looks like, I know you didn't just say that. It's such a womanly, angry gesture, and I love it.
Awobo is a local designer and belly dance instructor at her own company, Opera Scura. She says the changing social dynamics of Oakland are also being felt in the dance community.
We're already kind of losing here in the Bay Area all of the really amazing folk arts and the homegrown feeling. And so we need to keep everything we can get. We need to keep it all here and not let it get sold out, and to keep people interested so that places like this can survive.
Yalisa, too, is worried about the survival of the arts community here in Oakland, where she's made her home.
I love Oakland so much. You know, the arts community is important here. It gets short shrift here. It needs more coverage. We need just so much more here.
Yalisa and Caminos Flamencos aren't just working to keep the tradition of flamenco alive. They're also contributing to Oakland's thriving art scene by encouraging students of all ages to engage in the culture and the spirit of an indigenous art form. But Yalisa says there's more work to be done.
I feel it's really important for the arts to be not only covered here, but understood, supported, preserved. It's really important. It's not just flamenco.
Dancers here in Oakland are proud to be part of such a strong arts community. It is their hope that more is done to highlight and support the work that they're doing. In East Oakland, I'm Sabah Williams for Cross Currents.